It's okay. Surrender. It's something I can't say. And ever. Too often seems that way. It's okay. Quit spinning my heart around. Look up and I see the ground fall down.
Easier to leave. right, you just heard a song called Book by the group D Plus, and before that was Courtney Love, not the person. It's a band called Courtney Love, also from the early 90s. I'm assuming they thought they were very funny and ironic at the time, but I like them a lot. And the song that you heard was from the Highlights 7-inch, a song called Highlights. Before that was Sebado with Cheap Shot. All right, coming up next, we've got a band called Corrections with a song called November off of their self-titled 7-inch. This is, yeah, a Kill Rock Stars band, so we're definitely diving pretty deep into the, like, basically Pacific Northwest circle, like 1993 to 97, I guess is just sort of the vibe that we're rolling with today. I guess that's because basically the unofficial theme for the show is all the 7-inches I've bought in the past year that I haven't been able to listen to because I do not have a record player that functions in my home, because it did not survive the move from Chicago to New York to Boston, which is unfortunate. But it means that we all get to share in this together and get to listen to all these songs. And yeah, I guess I buy a lot of 90s things, a lot of stuff from K Records, Kill Rock Stars. What's the third label from out there? I guess Sub Pop. I feel like there's another famous label from that area, Pacific Northwest, that I'm forgetting. Anyway, this next song is called Corrections. It's from the Kill Rock Stars Mail Order Freaks Club from the early 90s. And yeah, I will put that on soon and stop wasting all of our time. right, you just heard a song called Filling a Hole by a band called Coral. They were on Merge Records in the early 90s. And yeah, I got the 7-inch because it's like, oh, Merge Records in the early 90s. It probably sounds like Superchunk. And so, to my surprise, it sounds kind of like Superchunk, but it's exactly what I was looking for. So it works out very nicely. All right, coming up next, we have a song by a group called Golden Palominos. The song's called Omaha. It's interesting because this song, it's originally by Skip Spence, but Michael Stipe of REM is the vocals on it. So this is going to be interesting. And yeah, so stay tuned for that. Well, I can really hear the AC on the air. It's pretty funny. Thank God it is air conditioned here. Otherwise, I would boil to death like I'm currently doing in my apartment. It is not ideal. But that's how it goes around these parts. You just heard a song called Omaha by Golden Palominos. Yeah, that's Michael Stipe on vocals from REM. That's pretty cool. All right, next up we've got another song from, we heard a song by one of his other projects earlier this evening, but we've got a song by Chain and the Gang. This is another one of Ian Svenonius' projects. You may know him from such records as 13-Point Program to Destroy America by Nation of Ulysses. All right, the song is called Privilege. It's a pretty recently released 7-inch, maybe like a year or two ago. But yeah, stay tuned.
It don't mean anything, yeah, you know why? Because I got proof of it. Sacrifice it all for you. Don't mean nothing at all. In case my blood is blue. Yeah, I got privilege.
marketplace. They echo in my head, consuming all of my concern for what may lie ahead. On the path of least resistance, it is never often said. It will surely come out even in the end. And as another hour passes with a cold and empty stare, we slowly count the seconds as we lose another year. And the boys down at the warehouse would never often say that it surely will not always be this way. So we dream of fancy cars and a big screen television, 'cause it seems there's always more policemen on our side of town. So we spend our nights in the bars with their big screen television. Yeah, it seems there's always more policemen on our side of town. Well, we drown. And if you ask about the future, we will never often say that our dreams are more than a paycheck away. So we dream of fancy cars and a big screen television. Doesn't seem there's always more policemen on our side of town. So we spend our nights in the bars with our big screen television. Yeah, seems there's always more policemen on our side of town. Well, we drown. So as I pass the labor office, as the sun begins to rise, the lowly and the destitute, they take their place in line. And if you ask about the future, they will surely not reply, because the dreams they bought were nothing more than lies. So we dream of fancy cars and a big screen television. Doesn't seem there's always more policemen on our side of town. So we spend our nights in the bars with their big screen television. Yeah, seems there's always more policemen on our side of town. Well, we drown.
All right, you just heard two songs by a group called Local 630. The song you just heard was called Drowning in the Labor Pool. Before that was Spirit of 77 from their 7-inch Labor Songs and Rebel Ballads. It feels only fitting to, it's not Labor Day yet, but I don't know. It's based in American history. In any case, it is about time to do another public service announcement. So in honor of today's festivities, let's learn about grill safety. So, summer is super time to cook so many tasty kinds of foods, including vegetables and an outdoor BBQ. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch. And never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or a building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, it says call the fire department, but, you know, maybe just talk to them before bringing the state into it. In any case, you're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen, because, you know, there's a lot of wooden porches and fire escapes around here, and nobody would like to see their fire escapes go up in flames. Public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. It is 8:34 p.m., and I've got about 20, 25 minutes left, and so Next song is going to be called, it's by a group called Mecha Normal. It's a duo. They're very good live. I saw them a couple years ago. This song is called Armchairs Fit. They're another group kind of from K-Rec or the Pacific Northwest, that sort of universe, unsurprisingly. That was just a song called Lie Detector by a group called Envelope. Before that was two songs by Mechanormal. The first one was called Armchairs Fit. The second one was called Accidentally. Coming up, we've got two songs from a compilation just called Destination. I bought it because it had a cool map on the cover. And if you know me, you know that I like maps a lot. So yes, I do judge 7 Inches by their covers a lot. And I guess we will see what this one sounds like. But this song coming up is called... I'm going to butcher this. Les Juvenalias by a group called The No-Nos. It was released, I think this is also another Pacific Northwest core sort of thing from the late 90s, but I guess we will find out together, so stay tuned.
Yeah. was that band? I came here one time to see a band. What's the name of that band? I don't know, but I was here and I was watching a band, and I mean, they were like cool. They were like a good band, and I was like, shit. It's like the Eagle. It's so cool. They're like.
Again, I've seen your picture, your name in lights above it. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true. And when you smile for the camera, I know they're gonna love it.
This woods will never be.